Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka the best, as you can see on the jacket. And you already know what it is. It's my favorite day of the week, Sync Music Mondays. You already know. And I gotta introduce my man, my brother, my co-host, the man of the hour, the man, the myth, the legend, Kyle Hunter, also known as K Sparks. What's good, man?
What's up, Jay? What's going on, bro? Everything healthy, man. How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I just had a delicious meal, so you already know I'm eating good, and I'm about to get back to eating good on this, you know, on the keys right now. So, you know, keys, different type of keys, but you know. How you feeling, man?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. Look, man, we say alive and blessed, man. Alive and blessed. We hear a lot of people not so fortunate. You know, they weren't able to see another day. So as long as you're here, as long as your limbs are working, you blessed, man. You can make something happen, and that's the name of the game, you know?
Most definitely, yeah. I need the word of the day, man. I'm blanking out right now. I need knowledge. I need something to keep me focused, man. What's the word of the day?
Yo, y'all know what it is, man. Every week, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. Sync Music Mondays tapping in, man. Word of the day. Y'all going to see it up on the screen, and here we go. Dream so big, you get uncomfortable telling small-minded people. I'll say that again. Dream so big, you get uncomfortable telling small-minded people. A lot of times, people try to hate on your dreams. They try to hate on your goals because they failed. And as a result of that, a lot of times they try to put that energy off on you. But like we always say, me and Jay say, we got our term, keep the same energy. Surround yourself with like-minded people, people that are goal-oriented, people that are driven, people that are motivated, people that are getting to it. Because at the end of the day, you don't got time for small-minded people, right? Like, you want to deal with people who dream as big as you. Actually, you want to deal with people that dream bigger than you so you can see the greatness in you, but they can see even more for yourself, right? So those are the types of people you want to constantly fill yourself with. You pour into them the same way they pour into you, and that is the word of the day.
I love it. I love the word of the day. I needed that. Today, what we're going to get into is me and Kyle, I can't even keep up at this point about how many placements we have collectively, but it's kind of crazy. But today we're going to talk about the equipment that we use to get those placements. So I'm going to start. As you can see in the background, this 88-key keyboard I've had since 2006 or 7, the M Audio Key Station Pro 88. I have pretty much used this on all of the placements I had. At the top, the M Audio Cold Key 25. You know what? I need to look. Hold up. The Cold 25. The M Audio Cold 25, I've used that on a good amount of placements. This new one, just got this for Black Friday, the Native Instruments Complete Control 61. This has not gotten any places because Black Friday just happened, so this is the baby right here. So use that as far as the keys. On the drum side of things, the Korg pad control, that's another one that I had since like 2006 or something like that. Pretty much did all of, I wouldn't say all, but most of the drum work that you hear on a lot of my songs. The Native Instruments machine, use that. The guitars, as you can see in the background, that's some of the equipment. Let's see, what else? What else do we have? The laptop that I'm on, MacBook Pro 2021. When it came to that, I'm gonna break that down for a minute. That was a serious investment. It's something that I know the average person has no need for, but I knew that I was going to be heavily involved in editing video. In order to edit video, you got to have like the best memory and all of that. So it was an investment. It was like close to 10K as far as getting a laptop. And I knew that this was something that was going to be an investment and it was going to last me 10 plus years and I wouldn't have any problems or anything like that. So if you're serious about your craft, you got to put, you know, not only the time, but you got to put the money in as well and know that it's an investment. You're going to, you know, get the money back plus more, but it might not happen overnight. So that's one thing that I would say is like, when you get money from your craft, make sure you reinvest it. Don't just blow it on, you know, bottles, models, all that, you know, entertainment purposes. But you want to make sure that you delegate some of that money and you reinvest, you know what I'm saying? So the MacBook Pro, as far as on the mic side of things, the MXL990, which is a super basic mic. I've had that since, once again, like 05, 06. And I think now a new one goes for like less than $100. So that's my main vocal mic. I've used, of course, you know, the super $10,000 mics and all that. But to be honest with you, you couldn't tell the difference. And you might even say that my mic works better. But it's not about what you have. It's about how you use it. So you can have, you know, a studio, $1 million studio and all the different, you know, crazy keyboards and, you know, analog boards and all that. But if you don't know what you're doing and how to use it, it's like it defeats the purpose. And especially with technology, like, as you can see right here, these are all MIDI keyboards. These are not analog keyboards. So it's all controlling the sounds that's in my laptop. But if I was to have the physical keyboards, it would not even fit in this room nor outside or any. It would be a lot. So it's more convenient for me to have just MIDI keyboards, control the sound, and have it all on the laptop. So it's way more convenient. I can move around, do what I do. It's more efficient.
Jay, let me not to cut you off, Jay, for people that might not know the difference between MIDI and analog, if they're hearing that for the first time, could you break that down for them, like the difference between MIDI and analog, if they don't know?
For sure. Analog are keyboards that basically have the sounds in them. So, like, when you go to any type of music store and you start, you know, just being like a little kid and just playing around on the keyboards, if a computer is not plugged into that keyboard, it has the sounds already in the keyboard. So that's like a lot of synthesizers and all that. And they're great. I mean, a lot of them, you know, have amazing sounds and they're great for that. But also, I would say a con is if you want to have multiple keyboards and synthesizers and all that, if you don't have the space, I don't know what you're going to do. You're going to have keyboards stacked on top of each other and that could be a problem. So that's when MIDI comes into play and you have what I have right here, these three different controllers, which basically control the sounds that are in the laptop or some other external source. So what I just was saying about the keyboards and the synthesizers, I have hundreds and hundreds and thousands of those keyboard sounds in my laptop. So instead of me physically having those keyboards all over the place, it's like it's all in this laptop. So it's way more easier to control the sounds and just move around. So like if I want to travel to a different country, guess what? I have all those sounds on my laptop and I can bring those with me. But I can't bring all those keyboards on the plane. Like that wouldn't be possible. So right now in 2022, going on to 23, it's way more smarter to go, you know, the MIDI route. But at the same time, you can't go wrong with analog, but you want to work smarter, not harder. So it will be smarter to have those analog sounds on your laptop and a MIDI keyboard.
Dope, man. You're breaking it down. A lot of gems, Jay. That's fine, man. Yeah, my setup, man, is pretty much similar to yours, you know, with a lot of the stuff that I do have. I think you made a key point. A lot of times, you know, I look at recording equipment like clothes, right? Clothes don't make you. It's not what's on you, it's what's in you. You understand what I'm saying to you? So, you know, you got a lot of people, they'll buy $4,000 microphones, but they can't sing a rap for shit. You know, they'll buy all this expensive stuff, and it's not the equipment all the time, man. Of course, it does play a role. Like, of course, you don't want to get a microphone that costs $20, but at the same time, if you get a microphone that costs $200, $250, and you know what you're doing, you would sound amazing on it. So a lot of times, I think artists should make sure that, you know, focus on your craft. The equipment is important, right? We're not going to downplay that. You do need certain things at the bare minimum. But if you are talented, you will sound amazing on a $300 microphone, $250 microphone, as opposed to someone who hasn't perfected their craft and they're singing or they're rapping into a $5,000 microphone. So, you know, we want to emphasize that, you know, talent over hype, right? Talent over hype. Work on your craft. And, you know, you definitely do what you have to do, man. You know, a great investment, like Jay said, I feel that was one of the best investments I ever made was my MacBook. Prior to using a MacBook with Logic, I was using Cubase on a PC. And the problem that I was having was that every time I turned around, I was getting viruses on the PC. It was like, it was crazy. It was like, you know, go to one website and it's a wrap. You know, you click on the wrong thing, you download the wrong file, and I was constantly getting viruses. Like, it got crazy. Like, every time I turn around, I can say ever since I bought my MacBook, I have never, ever gotten a virus on my MacBook. Ever.
In a situation, yeah, because I used to use Sonar on my PC, but then it was like, what you said, it was like certain things that you download and install, and it's like, you got to worry about viruses, and then it was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you know, coming into the world of Mac, like, I've never had a virus ever, you know, so I like that about it. I never had to worry about that. You know, another good investment that I made was an isolation booth. So before, I used to, the recording process for me was a bit different because I used to go to a lot of different recording studios, and then, you know, I got the suggestion from a lot of my good friends. Was like, hey, man, get your own setup. So, you know, my first setup, I actually had a recording booth situated. But when I moved and I bought my first house, the setup that I had was a bit different. So I needed to be able to record effectively, but in a good way where I could get it done. So that's when I started getting isolation booths. If you don't know what that is, that's basically like a shield. And, you know, it has the pole on it. And when you rap, your microphone is in the middle of that isolation shield. So the sound actually, it kind of gets distributed in an effective way while you're recording. So I bought one and I bought another one. And I've been using them ever since. Amazing experience, you know. So if an artist, if you want to do home recording and you don't really know where to get started, definitely look into the isolation shields, because those are great for recording it, especially at home.
Most definitely. I'm looking at my headphones that I use. I left these out. The Audio Technica ATH-M50X. I use those pretty much to record, produce, mix, master, pretty much everything. I mean, I've used these since like 05. But since 05, they had the early, it was a different version of the headphones, but I've pretty much been using them, you know, since. Live instrumentation is something that I always pride myself on. Sometimes I'll have ideas that I'll lay out here, and then I'll, you know, go and re-record it as live instrumentation, because it just feels different. It's like, it's a different feel. So, you know, sometimes there's a time and place for that, so I do that. When I travel, I use a Novation Launch Key Mini, which is like a small MIDI. God, it's a little tongue twister. MIDI keyboard, which is about the size of, it's a little bit smaller than my laptop. So I use that, you know, to travel, and then also the Novation Launchpad Pro for the drum work and like whatever it may be as far as like pad work. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? On the software side of things, like Kyle was saying, use Logic Pro X. Pro Tools as well, since it's industry standard, but you know, my preference is Logic, but they pretty much all the same. It's just what you prefer. It, you know, it's little differences here and there, but it's all about what you prefer. So Logic is more so my thing. And the software inside of Logic, as far as plugins, like Kyle was saying, it's not what you have, it's how you use it. And in today's age, man, the stock plugins are really, really good. So it's like, I use a lot of the stock plugins, and of course I have Waves and all that, but whatever gets the job done, pretty much. I had Native Instruments, all that, but it's just whatever gets the job done. And every song, every instrument, every situation is different. So it's not like a specific template that I use each time. Like, everything is different. It varies case to case.
Definitely, man. Well, you know, I think we pretty much covered it all, Jay. Like, you know, that's some gems for the listeners out there who might have been struggling with what to get or, you know, what they feel is ideal. Like, those are basic things that can get you started, get you set up, and get you in the right direction of where you got to go.
Yeah. And until next week, we out.